Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe ought to grasp the attention of each and every one of us. Lawless government and godless culture. That's what we're living in. The article that I was reading just before the news, giving you a little blurb from it, says this: it's turbocharged by the presidency of Barack Obama, one of the most radical, destructive, and utterly dishonest chief executives in American history, and continuing in our current time under the demented and especially corrupt Joe Biden, long coalescing forces of the political, culture, and sexual left have finally succeeded in bringing about their long-promised fundamental transformation of America. And we see that taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about the lawless government and godless culture. Perhaps you say, how can the government be lawless? It's simply ignoring the laws. It's passing fiat laws. It's passing legislation by executive order, if that could be even considered as a factual statement. I believe I have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. We are becoming a lawless society because those who have been charged with enforcing the law and upholding the law are letting the law fall. They would like to promote anarchy, because when there's an anarchy situation or widespread civil disobedience, they can step in as the government to crush that, including civil rights, and offer their solution to the problem that they created. We're actually living in the last days. I call it the failure and fall of America. You're calling it the heist of America, the devil's heist of America. It's the theft and substitution of our faith, our finances, food, fuel, fortification. The devil is stealing from us through his minions in political high places. There's just no way around it. Jesus told his disciples, in John chapter 15 at verse 18, he says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jesus told his disciples, basically, Christians are going to stand out. They're not going to like it. The world, through by way of the devil, hates God, hates everything that is godly and right and just, and seeks to pervert everything that God has said and created, all the way down to the creation of man and woman. Now they want you to be whatever you want to be. Okay, the devil's just throwing a party. I wonder how much the politicians that are working for the dark side understand that they're working for the dark side, or they've just been pursuing their own power and pride and greed, that they've been deluded into thinking they're getting what they want, but they are literally abusing their office. They are defiling America and the culture. there's an article where it indicated a whistleblower from the FBI noted that they were sending agents undercover into Catholic churches in order to try to get dialogue with some of the members and possibly entrap somebody for their beliefs and or anti-government beliefs. And now, of course, the FBI is playing cleanup, trying to say, oh, no, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. That was a rogue individual. No, it was being funded by our government that's spying on Christians, because we are now the enemy of the state because we uphold religious, godly beliefs, and they don't want that. They want the state in control. It is the ultimate goal of Marxist communism to eliminate all religion unless it's the government-sponsored religion. So here we are.
Absolutely. Glenn, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glenn, one of our four sons. He's retired law enforcement, and I always appreciate his view on the issues that we speak about. Glenn, I'm looking at, I believe, the article that you spoke of. FBI wanted sources within the Catholic Church to look for radicalization in local parishes, according to the House GOP. And it talks about that, and yet I find it interesting when the House committee, the representatives in our government, sat with Christopher Wray, the FBI director. He claimed either that wasn't happening, or he didn't know anything about it, or denied it outright during the course. But here's my question, Glenn. If they had started that approach to put plants in Catholic churches, a Catholic denomination, a Catholic religion, what other denominations would they have also carried that out? How many other denominations today, how many other churches or religious organizations have we had plants put in to try to demonize Christianity and try to undermine the Christians in America? What are your thoughts from an investigatory standpoint with the past, your history of law enforcement and investigations?
Well, if this one event has come to light, how many events have already taken place? What's the fellow that was in D.C. on January 6th that kept luring people to go into the Capitol? And basically he was the FBI undercover informant, but he was literally putting the people there in an entrapment situation. And that's what
Ray Epps.
Ray Epps, thanks, that fella. Okay, you remember when they tried to prosecute the folks for trying to kidnap the governor, what's her name, Hochul? Was that in Indiana? I can't remember which state it is now.
It was the one in Michigan, Whitmire in Michigan.
Thank you, that one. Thank you. Forgive me. But they tried to take that to trial, and the whole thing fell apart because they couldn't even get the FBI informants to agree on the same lie. it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's not only ridiculous, it's embarrassing, and it's sad that our own Bureau of Investigation is not – apparently they don't have enough work to do. They have to go out and create a crime, facilitate some sort of entrapment situation to prosecute. But it's done to demonize those that would ordinarily be considered patriotic Americans, conservative Christian Americans, and that means that we are now the enemy of the state. It's hard to even say that. Okay, this is the United States of America. You remember we used to have constitutional rights, and apparently, you know, according to even the president now, Biden, you know, he is crushing rights. He's not going to ignore. He's going to ignore the law. And what was it he said about free speech and some other things? Basically, those weren't, you know, a hard line of right. That wasn't really, you know, basically it could be twisted this way or that way depending on interpretation.
The Bill of Rights are not absolute.
Right. That's what he said. Not absolute. Thank you. If they're not absolute, we have already fallen as a nation. If the Constitution is not still legitimate, we no longer have a constitutional republic. People don't realize this. They keep thinking we live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. We have elected people to office to represent us. A pure democracy is mob rule. He who has the most votes wins. Okay? And that's why they've manipulated the electoral system. Okay, all they need is those votes because, you know, majority rules. Wait a minute, you're circumventing the constitutional republic, and that's what's happening. We are collapsing from within.
Absolutely.
We need more righteous indignation. righteous indignation. I mean, Christians, conservative Christians, need to get internally angry and do something about it. And I mean, they need to go out and actually vote, all right, and make sure that their vote is secure and keep their eyes open. And if it looks like something nefarious is going on, they need to point it out. They need to point it out. And if the news won't listen, hey, put it on Twitter. Put it on one of the other social media. Stand on the street corner. Point. You need to say something, because Christians for a long time have said nothing. Okay, they just go along to get along. Well, you know, we're supposed to be quiet little Christians. That's not true. Okay? When Jesus went into the temple to run the money changers out, they went, holy smoke, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Those folks were stealing. The people in political and or religious positions were stealing from the people and manipulating the system for personal gain and greed.
Absolutely. Glenn, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comments, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm sure you're aware, you talk about it, that we're told today there's no absolutes, there's no right and wrong. So when do you think an absolute will hit the nation or the world right smack in the face? Will it be the rapture or something else?
Well, Tom, that's a good question. You hit the you're spot on with your question. I believe the rapture is the next thing on the calendar of God. And when the rapture takes place, and many people, I say many, there are multitudes today that reject the rapture, reject the doctrine of the rapture, and claim that the Christian will go through the tribulation. The rapture is the next thing on the calendar of God. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, will be snatched out of this old world, and I believe it'll get the world's attention. CNN, the Communist Network News, ABC, NBC, and CBS will all be in awe-stricken condition as they try to videotape what is happening, and there'll be millions missing. I can just see the headline news across television and newsprint, millions missing. And those that are missing will be those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And yes, I believe that'll be the point in time that'll get the world's attention. But for those that have already heard the gospel and ignored the gospel, refused to say yes to Jesus Christ, it'll be too late. During the days of the tribulation following the rapture, there'll be an opportunity for multitudes to get saved that have never heard the gospel, and the gospel will be preached, proclaimed by 144,000 virgin male Jewish evangelists preaching the everlasting gospel to a Jewish society in the last days before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glenn, how do you respond to Tom's statement or question?
I agree, and I also have this view. The devil has already planted the lie that the UFOs are going to abduct people. All right? I think when we have the rapture, that the news media will come out and publicly, boldly state that millions have been abducted by aliens. Okay, they'll have to come up with something, right? All right. I really do. I think that's what they'll say. They've been planting that lie for a while. Oh, these alien creatures have been watching us in these UFOs. Really? Hitler was working on that kind of technology back in the 30s and 40s. Scientists in Operation Paperclip brought him here and actually developed the atom bomb. All right. What have they been working on since? Who knows? All right, but they're going to I think they'll blame it on an alien abduction. And people that are prideful and ignorant and have been constantly rejecting the pull of the Holy Spirit and the draw for salvation from their creator, God Almighty, all right, they will double down on stupid. You'll have the Jewish evangelists, the Jews, the ones who have been reading the Old Testament scriptures, looking for the Messiah, their eyes will be open, and they'll go, that was it. That was it. Okay? But the ones who have decided to rebel against God, and they don't want God's forgiveness because they don't believe in God. Yeah, just not believe in him. That would make it better, right? The devil.
Absolutely.
For years,
Tom,
the devil.
Tom, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. We're looking forward to the next thing on the calendar of God, the rapture of the church. We'll be suddenly seen snatched out of this old world. Pray that you have a good day, and we keep looking up as we expect
his rapture.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Glenn, I'm looking at a headline, demonized. You used that term a little early in your conversation. Demonized. Mom's single innocent question gets her targeted as a threat. A mom who has a mom of two has filed a lawsuit after she was labeled a threat to society because she objected to her local elementary school's promotion of being polysexual to her young children. Officials with the Thomas More Society said they filed an action in federal court in New Jersey on behalf of Angela Reading, a three-year law student, mother of two, member of her country's county's regional board of education. The defendant had portrayed her as the defendants, that's the county, had portrayed her as a security risk to society and reported her to various law enforcement and security agencies in an effort to retaliate against her and make her afraid to speak in the future, the legal team explained. In it, she shared how she had attended an elementary school math night, math now, M-A-T-H, math night, the previous evening with her seven-year-old daughter, who was reading LGBTQ-affirming posters in the school's entry. Asked her mother, what's polysexual mean? Ms. Reading merely questioned why elementary school children were being invited to research topics of sexuality, noting that it's not in the state educational standards nor Board of Education-approved curriculum. Ms. Reading did not name names of schools and invited respectful debate, but she was then treated as a hostile domestic terrorist and then threatened and investigated. Glenn, do you see that as part of the debasing and the demoralizing and the destruction of the culture in which we're living, that people just give in and give over rather than standing because of being persecuted, prosecuted by the system of government that we're in today?
Absolutely. I don't know if that's the same lady that was told by a school board that she had to submit a Freedom of Information request in order to get the information because they would not release it to her. I don't know if it's this lady or another one. And so she had to file multiple Freedom of Information requests in order to get the information from the school board that should have been public record. And so by filing multiple Freedom of Information requests, they then turned on her and filed a suit saying that she was harassing the school board, because she did exactly what they told her to do, to jump through the legal loopholes in order to get the information that should have been public record. It's a trap. It's a trap.
I'm looking at another headline, Glenn, that says, House Judiciary Committee, no legitimate basis for Biden's administration to target parents protesting school board meetings. The latest report by the House Judiciary Committee declares that there was no legitimate basis for the Biden administration's effort to label parents protesting at school board meetings as domestic terrorists and place them under federal investigation. A report by Fox News Judiciary Committee, its new subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. Now hear that, the weaponization of the federal government, have completed an interim staff report on the matter of the federal government's handling of parents' rights, who were voicing concerns about controversial curricula and educational-related policies. Glenn, it's not just the one you spoke of, the one I spoke of, and this that we just read as far as a statement on it. Dozens, and it goes back to the fact that about a year ago now, the Department of Justice developed a 32-page document naming parents that go before the school board asking questions as domestic terrorists. It was then given to the FBI, Christopher Wray, and his leadership as the director of FBI to search out, to find, and to prosecute any parents that would go before the school boards and ask questions. They can ask questions about the sodomite lifestyle that's being pushed through the LGBTQ agenda. They can ask questions about the raw pornography that's being taught under the guise of sexual education. And any questions like that by any parent, they're treated in as domestic terrorists and are persecuted and prosecuted. That's part of the problem that we're finding today. In fact, here's an article that says, Biden regulations could deny Christians, conservatives, government employees of employment. A new edict by the Biden administration for the civil service guidelines. If you are a Christian, you need not apply. What are we doing, Glenn? Where are we headed as a nation in your insight on that if this continues down this road with Christians, conservatives, and patriots being shut out of the system and are being persecuted and prosecuted? What's the future hold in that? And then with that question, how should we then respond?
Well, let's say this. It didn't start yesterday. And what Christians and conservatives have tolerated in the last 20, 30 years has proliferated to the point where it's just about out of control. It was a small group of people pushing things, and there's, oh, you have to tolerate this, you have to tolerate that. Now they're not only saying you have to tolerate it, they're force-feeding it to us. You've said it before, Biden is Obama's third term, okay? And what he tried to tear apart during his tenure as president, Obama, I'm saying, he didn't do it fast enough in 8 years. So now he's pushing the same agenda through Biden and the same old worn-out operatives he had when he was in office, when Obama was in office, same folks. It's being rammed down our throat. They are literally destroying America and the we used to be a beacon of light to the world. Now we export pornography. We export. They give federal dollars to other countries that promote LGBTQ agendas and transsexual studies and abortion. We fund other nations. We give them money so long as they push this population control. They call it something else to make it sound good. Planned Parenthood kind of thing like that. Like you could plan your family. No. They're exterminating people. The bottom line is, it's the devil. And what would the devil do? He would make you doubt God's truth. He would tell you lies, reel you in, and destroy you as a person, as a community, as a church, and as a nation. The bottom line is this. There is only one name given under heaven. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that they crucified. It is the stone that was rejected by the builders. He's become the chief cornerstone. There is salvation and there's not salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. If people haven't figured it out yet, this world will come to an end. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. It would be a good idea to accept Jesus now as Lord and Savior and get to go to heaven rather than to go through all the hell on earth that's coming. Judgment is coming. God has been very, very, very patient with America, but we're exporting immorality. We're exporting it. We're consumed within as a nation, and we've had people for too long tolerating the evil in America, and now it is proliferated to the point I don't know if there's a return, except for the fact that God will rescue his people, and that's it.
Absolutely.
People have just tolerated it too long.
And Glenn, the scripture is very, very clear in Isaiah 5:20. I'll paraphrase it. It says, there come a day when right will be called wrong and wrong will be called right, and that's what we see exactly taking place today. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus said, a house or a nation divided cannot stand. And so that goes back to your point of God's judgment on a nation because of our divisiveness in relationship to morals and ethics and values. And with the Biden administration now, many are not aware of this. According to the research that I've done, about 146,000 youth, that is preteens and teens, have been mutilated and carved out, if you will, to the point that they have been rendered sterile for the rest of their lives under some kind of chemical medical treatment for the rest of their lives, and with a rate of about 40% depression that brings into taking their own life suicide as a result of it. And yet I'm looking at an article that says the doctors at Boston Children's Hospital are demanding increase in capacity for child gender surgeries. One of the co-directors of the Boston Children's Hospital Center for Gender Surgery has demanded that the hospital increase its capacity for sex change surgeries for the underage children. Underage children, I reemphasize that, despite the overwhelming backlash that the process has faced in recent years. The report by Fox News, plastic surgeon Orrin Gaynor, who now specializes in surgeries that alter children's genitalia to fit the gender identity of their choosing, has previously said that the hospital is slightly flexible when it comes to age of children seeking surgeries. Slightly flexible, they've been doing surgeries at the Boston Hospital on 6- and 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old kids, and yet that is being promulgated and pushed by the Biden administration. Joe Biden, I believe, is fixated on the transsexual, transgender, LGBTQ, sodomite, and abortion agenda in America as no other president I have ever seen in my lifetime. And as I tell people, I'm still under 100. I'm looking at an article that says, court ruling, school's transgender policy outweighs any teacher's right to express his own religion. A school policy on calling transgender students by their preferred names trumps a teacher's right to exercise his or her deeply held religious beliefs, according to the ruling of U.S. Appeals Court on Friday. And it goes on to talk about the case. Glenn, what we're seeing is we've got judges and DAs that have been bought and paid for by George Soros that have no interest in following the rule of law, and therefore we find lawlessness in the courts. We find lawlessness in every branch of the federal government. We find lawlessness out of the Oval Office today as no other time in the history of America. It's the indoctrination of the woke culture. And Disney is one of the major promulgators of that in our nation today. And I'm thankful, Glenn, and I don't know if you've read that in the news or not, looking at the headline, it says, will legislative curbs on drag queen shows impact the pride parades? And it is Senate Bill 1438 that's been introduced by Clay Yarbrough in the Senate that passes, if passed, it will put a lid on, if you will, the LGBTQ Pride Festival. It will put it in the crosshairs, as the article calls it, and it will make it illegal for a child to be in the presence of the sodomite LGBTQ drag queen parades and drag queen shows. How do you respond to that? Is that good, bad? What will it lead to? Do we need more laws like that?
I'm not against them passing something like that, but here's our biggest problem. We're not enforcing the laws that are on the books.
Right.
There is an obscenity statute in the state of Florida. Now, the obscenity statute, it is applied according to the standards of the community. So someone wearing a curse word on a T-shirt at McDonald's, okay, that would be considered breach of peace because of the obscenity statute. The same T-shirt in a bar or nightclub wouldn't offend anyone. Therefore, it would not be as would not apply in that fashion. People think that they have there is a freedom of speech, but obscenity is not protected speech. If you go into we used to call them a Stop and Rob, a Little Champ, or a corner gas station, grocery store. Okay, if they sell pornography, it has to be covered. It cannot be in the view of a child. If a minor child can view the obscenity, the pornography, then the person with it is now can be charged with either misdemeanor or felony, depending on, of course, the age of the minor and or what explicit material they were exposed to. Now, if they're actually distributing it, like if they sold it to them and or they were broadcasting
it. Glenn, let me jump in real quick. Our time is about over. Give a final word. We got about 10 seconds. A final word to our listeners that would be encouraging and challenging them to turn back to God.
The only hope we have is what God has provided for us through his son, Jesus, who died for our sins and rose again the third day. We just had Easter, okay, a celebration of the fact that he kept his word and came back to life. He has wanted to provide for us. He gave us commandments, rules to follow in order to stay out of trouble, all right?
Yes.
He wants us to come to him. He loves us and wants to protect us. Doing
Amen.
Anything we want puts us in danger and in peril, and not taking a stand for truth is destruction.
Absolutely. Glenn, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as